Welcome to another AAT podcast on the important task of payroll year-end returns. But what is payroll year-end? It's the time to reconcile the payments and deductions made throughout the tax year, payments made to employees and directors, and the statutory deductions that were taken from those payments. Have the correct deductions been made? Do we need to make adjustments before completing the end of year PAY returns? Remembering, if the employer fails to deduct the correct amounts, the employer is potentially liable for the under deduction. Well, what I want to look at is completing those returns. And before I start on that, let me give you a guidelines on the sort of information available from HMRC to help you. Every employer now gets a CD-ROM, which has a load of information, help books, training, a lot of guidance there on how to fill in the end of year returns. In February, HMRC issued its employer bulletin number 28, again with a variety of guidance on completing end of year returns as well as starting the new tax year. The HMRC help book, the E10, finishing the tax year, is probably one of the most important guides for doing end of year returns. Then we've got the CWG2, the employer guide, the CWG5, which I'll probably refer to later, talking about deciding whether it's Class 1 or Class 1A National Insurance, and for expenses and benefits, the booklet 480.